Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. So let's talk about these different ways that people relate to God one at a time here. Life over God. Explain what that means.
Yeah, that's very similar to what we described earlier with the formulas. In an extreme form, it's atheism. Right? The sense that I don't need God at all. He may not even exist. I'm just going to overcome the fear and seek control by managing my life through formulas. Science is a clear example, but there's a Christian version of this as well, which we touched on, and that is to have a relationship with the Bible, but not actually a relationship with the God of the Bible. So from Scripture, I'm going to extract all these principles that I'm going to run my life by, but God having to be actively involved is not necessary. So I have the formula, I have the principles, I have the laws, I have the regulations that I'm going to govern all my relationships, which is going to give me a sense of control, but God doesn't actually have to be there. I'm in control. I'm on top. That's the life over God posture. And again, it's a system of control rooted in our fears.
And it's predictable and it's manageable.
Right.
So we like that.
Yep.
But why does it work sometimes? I mean, it works for a season, some would say.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it can work very, very well. And I'm not advocating that people not follow the instructions of Scripture. There's wisdom in those instructions. The difference is, this is what the Pharisees did, right? They followed the letter of the law. They knew every commandment in the Torah and they followed it perfectly. And yet, there's that wonderful scene in John chapter 5 where Jesus says to them, you search the Scriptures because you think in them you will find eternal life. And yet, these are the Scriptures that testify about me.
I'm right here.
And you will not come to me. Mm. That's what the inoculation is. We can teach people the Bible. We can teach people to live by the mm-hmm. Bible. They can have good families and great businesses and Christian communities. But Jesus may not be actively involved in any real way.
And it appeals to our greed, and it appeals to our need to be, mm-hmm. or desire at least, to be in control. So the fruit of it is a self-sufficiency, which is not a fruit that's life-giving and transforming.
Right. And the real danger is that it will work.
Yeah.
That you will construct a really good life for yourself and therefore believe, I must be part of God's family.
Mm.
I must have a real relationship with Him because look how good my life is. When in fact, you've just been living by really smart principles. But Jesus isn't actively involved.
And then what happens when tragedy hits your home? And so many will leave the faith then mm-hmm. because they're like, well, the formula didn't work.
And that's a lot of what happens to our young people. We tell them, if you just follow the rules, especially in areas of morality and sexuality, mm-hmm. then you'll get what you want out of life. And then, you know, God's notoriously uncooperative at our attempts at controlling Him. So what?
Pause and say that again.
God is notoriously uncooperative at our attempts at controlling
Very
Him.
Very good.
But you're setting young people up for failure because no matter what happens, they're doomed. If they follow the rules perfectly, eventually life won't go the way they want, and then they're going to go, well, this Christian thing doesn't work. Or if you're like most young people, you're going to screw up at times, and you're not going to follow the rules perfectly, and your conclusion is then, well, I can't be a Christian.
Mm. And what's so scary, Sky, is those are sinking sand principles if we're building our life on them,
right?
Because he's the rock, not those principles.
Exactly.